Okay, so picture this. You're driving along the California coast, the fog's rolling in, and then out of the mist, this incredible, vibrant orange structure just appears. We're talking about the Golden Gate Bridge today.
It's truly an iconic image, isn't it? But beyond the postcard, I keep coming back to the sheer audacity of building something like that, connecting a city to Marin County across a mile-wide strait.
Exactly. It's not just a pretty face. This thing opened in 1937 after 4 years of intense construction, designed by engineer Joseph Strauss.
4 years in the 1930s for a structure of that scale is mind-boggling. The part nobody's talking about is the technological and labor challenges they must have faced.
Seriously. Think of it this way. At its opening, it wasn't just a long bridge. It was the longest and tallest suspension bridge in the entire world. Main span of 4,200 feet. Total height, 746 feet.
Okay, but let's stress test that for a second. Greatest engineering achievement of the 20th century. That's a bold claim, even for such an impressive structure. What specifically elevates it to that status?
Well, beyond the sheer scale, it was the ability to build in such a challenging environment. That strait connecting the bay and the Pacific Ocean is no joke, with strong currents and that famous fog.
The fog, yes. That's something I often forget has a practical implication beyond just looking dramatic in photos. It's a real hazard.
And this is where it gets wild. The distinctive orange-vermilion color wasn't just a design choice. It was specifically picked to make the bridge visible through that thick, often blinding fog.
I wonder whether that was purely a functional decision, or if there was an aesthetic component they stumbled into. It's become so ingrained in the bridge's identity.
From what I understand, the primary driver was visibility and safety. The aesthetic impact, while undeniable, was a happy accident of a practical engineering solution.
It speaks to how design and function can merge to create something truly iconic. It's not just a bridge, it's an internationally recognized symbol of San Francisco and California.
Here's the thing that blew my mind: how quickly it became that symbol. It wasn't just a piece of infrastructure, it immediately captured the imagination.
That's the power of monumental architecture, isn't it? It reflects the aspirations and capabilities of a time and place, becoming a shorthand for an entire region.
And it's still doing its job today. It carries US Route 101 and California State Route 1, handling roughly 40 million vehicle crossings per year.
40 million? That's a staggering number, highlighting its continued critical role in the region's transportation network. The maintenance alone must be an incredible feat.
It also carries pedestrian and bicycle traffic, which is a nice touch. It's not just for cars. It's integrated into the community's daily life.
So the real question is, how do they manage that mixed traffic? Pedestrians, cyclists, and 40 million vehicles annually? That's a complex logistical puzzle.
They have designated hours for pedestrians and cyclists, which helps, but it speaks to the ongoing operational challenges of maintaining such a vital piece of infrastructure.
It's a testament to its initial design and construction quality that it's still serving such a high volume of traffic almost a century later. That's longevity.
Wait, actually, let me back up for a second. The fact that it was built to withstand the elements, the seismic activity, and just the sheer weight for that long, that's the mark of true engineering genius.
The part nobody's talking about is the economic impact this bridge has had over the decades. Connecting those two areas must have fundamentally reshaped the regional economy.
Absolutely. It wasn't just a physical connector. It enabled growth, commerce, and changed how people lived and worked across the Bay Area.
It's a powerful example of how infrastructure can transcend its functional purpose to become a cultural touchstone and an economic engine simultaneously.
Think of it this way. It's not just a bridge. It's a symbol of human ingenuity, persistence, and even artistic vision, all wrapped up in one massive orange package.
And it reminds us that true innovation often comes from solving very practical problems, like how do we see this bridge in the fog, leading to unexpected and beautiful outcomes.
Here's the thing that blows my mind. It's still so relevant. It hasn't been replaced or overshadowed. It's still the definitive icon.
That's the mark of timeless design and engineering. It's not just a relic. It's a living, breathing part of the landscape and the economy.
So, whether you're driving over it, cycling across, or just admiring it from afar, the Golden Gate Bridge truly is a marvel that keeps on giving.
It certainly holds its own in the pantheon of global landmarks, a testament to vision and execution that continues to inspire.